today in all the streets of Kinshasa, we have millions and millions of people walking instead of celebrating 50-year anniversary of the independence. People believe that they are still, you know, under slavery. Congolese people are anxious to have a democratic, you know, a government elected by the people themselves. But this march is also an opportunity for these people, you know, Kabila and his government, the other political parties, to reflect. They were put there to guide Congo in these 2 years in order to reconstruct something, hospitals, roads, schools, you know, to bring some kind of stability, to reunite this country. They didn't do anything till today. His Eminence, Cardinal Aizu, sent a beautiful letter to his archdiocese, asking everybody to pray today, to pray, to avoid violence. That's all they can do. And they have to continue, of course, to call in the international community to do something serious, you know, in order to bring peace, to bring back peace in Congo, everlasting peace, and to facilitate the process of the next elections. We hope that we won't go over December 2005.